my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, dear neighbor. It is Friday. What a day this is going to be. Our youth conference is all finished. They're coming in. They came in yesterday afternoon to steam clean the carpets and remove everything inside, and the building's going back to normal. And Sunday, you will not know. There won't be a stitch of garbage around this place. We won't be storing things in the corner. Oh, no, it's all over and done with. I want to say today, oh, my, this good man is my dear friend. Not only is my dear friend, I love him so much. Landon Treiber is 16 years of age on Sunday. Landon's a great young fella. I'm praying that God will bring him to Golden State Baptist College in 2 years to pray, prepare for the Lord's work. And Landon, happy birthday. Your papa loves you so very much, and your Nana as well. And then this Sunday is one of two Sundays we have back-to-back God and Country Sunday. This is God and Country Sunday in June. Next week, July 5th, is God and Country Sunday again. 250 years. How about, oh, you'll love the trio singing this song, My Home. It's a great song. And I think of the trio singing this. Their grandma and Rosalie's mom is with the Lord. They'd sing about my home. Where is my heavenly home? Listen to them as they sing.
My home.
Praise God. I love that family. They're such a blessing. Our church, Rosalie, just became a grandmother. I remember performing her wedding, and now her daughter's married and has a child. Thank God for them. I want you to hear one more song, and then we're in Genesis 15, 1 through 6, Because He Lives. It's a great song. I know you'll love it. I Can Face Tomorrow.
God sent His Son, and they called Him Jesus, and He came to love, heal, and forgive, and He bled and died. Savior lives because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know. Because He lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, and I'll fight life's fight no more with pain. And then as death
God for that. Here's the scripture, Genesis 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not. I want to just say this today. I've been told, I don't know if there are, I've been told there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. But if there is, that's one for every day. Don't fear. Don't fear today. Don't have anxiety today. Whatever. I know a dear, dear Christian lady, but she's so full of anxiety the last 2-3 years. She's going to see a therapist now. Oh, no, that's not going to be the answer. He's going to put her on drugs. And one of the side effects for drugs that the anxiety is you desire to commit suicide. No, she needs Jesus. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Listen to what the Bible says, verse 2. And Abraham said, Lord God, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And he goes, Lord, I'm an old man now. There's no seed coming from me. There's no offspring coming. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward the heaven. Tell the stars if thou be able to numb them. And he said, So shall thy seed be. God says, I'm going to make your seed for generations to come like the stars of the heaven. There'll be so many. And here's the verse today. Verse 6, he believed in the Lord and counted to him for righteousness. I want to say today that whatever days God still gives me in my life, I want to just believe the Lord. That's what faith is about. I just want to believe God. I don't want to believe my flesh. My flesh is so weak. My flesh is so unstable as water. It's like Reuben's name, unstable. I'm so unstable as water, but oh God, my God is a rock, and him I abide, a shelter in the time of storm. I don't know what's ahead of me in life, but I do know as you get older, there's more trials. You see, there was a day it was just me, and then it was my wife and I. And then it was my wife and Tiffany and I, and then it was my wife and Tim and I and Tiffany, and then it was my wife and Tabitha and Timothy and all three of the kids. And then it was my wife and their three mates. And then it was my wife and Ashlyn, our first born son, granddaughter. And then it was 14 grandkids. And now it's a great grandchild. And my granddaughter's married. So there's now, I think, 23 or 24 in my family. And I'll tell you what, I saw my grandson, 13-year-old, on life supports this last year when he got injured. And my heart just broke. You know, there may be a phone call of a car accident, a sorrow, or cancer. I don't want it. I don't want it. Let it come to me, not to my kids, not to my grandkids. I've lived a long life. But I know this in life, you get older and your joints, and I'm not trying to be negative, your joints stiffen up, and sometimes you're on canes, and sometimes walkers, and sometimes wheelchairs. And life is not fair, it does seem like, but friend, it is always fair. I believe God. I believe God if I'm on a walker the rest of my life. I believe God. I may not be able to pastor this church, but I believe God is everything in control. My life, Lord, is yours to control. I give you my life and my soul. I'll seek your will, never mind rich treasure to find. Give wisdom to choices I make along every path that I take, so that when I complete my race, well done, I'll hear. That's what I want with my life. I want my life to count for Jesus. If it's going to count for Jesus, I'm going to have to just believe God today. Nothing's going to touch me. But it's Father Filter. It's going to go through his hand. And whatever touches my life, God knows about it. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for the day is mine always. And all that I need for tomorrow, God knows, child of God. Trust him today with your life. Don't forget, church family, let's be wearing red, white, and blue this week. And next week, two great weeks to celebrate America's history, 250 years. Father, I thank you for my precious grandson, Landon, turning 16, Brother Tim's eldest, and I pray that you use him for your glory. Call him to the ministry, God. I pray your blessing upon our church family and then our radio listeners. Oh, they're so great. I pray that you give them all a good day and a good weekend this weekend as we seek to serve thee with our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.